This year, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbat, and there are a number of differences in the Seder HaTfilah, the liturgy that we use in shul and when we daven. That's, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu, we won't say the Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum Chanuns. That's before we take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron HaKodesh. But most noticeably, there'll be no Tekiat Shofar. Even though Tekiat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is the Mitzvat Hayom, it's the main characterization of the day. Nevertheless, because it's Shabbat, we don't blow the Shofar. The big question is, of course, why not? So the mission at the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechet Rosh Hashanah tells us, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yot B'Shabbat, that if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, B'Mikdash Hayutokin Avalo B'Mdina, they would blow Shofar in the Mikdash, but they wouldn't blow it outside of the Mikdash. So in actual fact, there's a machloket between Rashi and Rambam as to what we mean by the terms Mikdash and Medina. According to Rashi, the Mikdash means the Beit HaMikdash, where the Shofar was blown, and Medina means everywhere outside of the Beit HaMikdash where the Shofar wasn't blown. But according to the Rambam, Mikdash encompasses all of Yerushalayim, and Medina means anywhere that's outside of Yerushalayim. What we have to understand, though, is why don't we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah tells us that it is a Gezeira de Rabba. It's a preventative measure made by the Amora Rabba. Gezeira Shema Yavirenu Dalad Amot Bishut HaRabim. Because we're concerned that a person might carry the Shofar on Shabbat for Amot in a public domain. V'yelechet Zal Baki Lilmot, and he'll take it. He won't know, the reason why he's carrying it is because he doesn't know how to blow Shofar. And he'll carry it to a Baki, to an expert, for a lesson in how to blow Shofar. And of course, he's not allowed to do that. So because we're worried that there'll be Chilul Shabbat as a result of doing the mitzvah of Tekiat Shofar, so Chazal enacted that we wouldn't fulfill this mitzvah. And as an aside, it's worth noting that this really stresses for us the importance of Shmirat Shabbat, that even such an important mitzvah as Tekiat Shofar is overridden or put to one side because of just a concern that we might break Shabbat. And so certainly this year, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we should give particular thought and attention to our observance of Shabbat. Interestingly, according to the Yerushalmi, it's actually not a rabbinic ordinance not to blow Shofar, but it's a Torah ordinance not to blow Shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat. The Yerushalmi points out that there are two psukim. In Parashat Pinchas, we talk about Rosh Hashanah being a Yom Teruah, a day when we blow the Shofar. But in Parashat Emor, we talk about Rosh Hashanah as being a Zichron Teruah, a day when we remember the blowing of the Shofar. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbat, it's a Zichron Teruah, whereas when Rosh Hashanah falls during the week, it's Yom Teruah. Ah, we might well ask, as the Yerushalmi does, what about the Beit HaMikdash? How come in the Beit HaMikdash they blow even on Shabbat? So that's because the term Yom Teruah comes up in Parshat Pinchas, where the Korbanot are mentioned. So where the Korbanot are offered up, it's always a Yom Teruah. That's anywhere else, it's sometimes a Zichron Teruah. Now, the Mishnah tells us that after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana, made an institution, that's to expand the notion of blowing Shofar on Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah, that's in certain circumstances. And there's three opinions there in the Mishnah as to what exactly his takana was. One possibility is that he said it's only in Yavne, where the Sanhedrin relocated to after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, that they would blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The second possibility is it's no, anywhere where there was a Beit Din. And then there's a further machloket, Tanaim, as to what we mean by only where there's a Beit Din. Do we mean somewhere where there's just a fixed, permanent, regular Beit Din? That's, or do we mean even if it's an ad hoc Beit Din that could allow the blowing of the Shofar on Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah? The Rambam paskens that you need a Beit Din kavua, you need a properly established permanent Beit Din, and it needs to be a Beit Din that which has received smicha in Eretz Israel, and even it needs to be a Beit Din where they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, where they proclaimed the new month. However, the Rif indicates that all you need is a Beit Din kavua, is all you need is a regular fixed Beit Din, that's going to be good enough, that it doesn't need to be one that was ordained in Eretz Israel, and therefore it's brought down by a number of Rishonim that the Rif Rif's practice was that if Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbat, in his Beit Din they would blow shofar. But the Rishonim also mentioned that even his Talmidim didn't follow in his footsteps after him as far as this is concerned, and under no circumstances do we blow shofar on Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah at all. Rav Shi Pesach Frank in Mikrai Kodesh raises an interesting question. What if a person did blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on a Shabbat? Has he fulfilled his mitzvah? A practical implication of that would be for a Svar day, that's who only says the Bracha of Shechianu on the first day of Rosh Hashanah and not on the second day. So when Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbat, they say Shechianu on the second day because they haven't yet fulfilled the mitzvah. But here our question is, have they fulfilled the mitzvah when they blew it on the first day? Really, the basis or the essence of the question is, did Chazal simply say that you shouldn't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbat? Or did they totally uproot the mitzvah so that the mitzvah no longer exists? And even if one did blow shofar, it's as if one's done no mitzvah. Ad kan.